identifies 66 commercial buildings and 89 residential ones in Champaign that have seen varying levels of neglect. But Jackson says that list doesn't account for vacancies brought on by foreclosure and current problems with the housing market.
At this point in time, those 155 properties are properties that we know have presented some type of problem from a property maintenance standpoint. We spent quite a bit of time either enforcing the property maintenance code to try to get the property owners to correct the violations, or actually abating, using city resources to abate the violations.
Jackson says if the council moves forward with such a policy, it would develop time milestones for administering fines and penalties, as well as incentives for those who respond. If an owner continually fails to comply, legal action to pursue foreclosure and demolition is seen as an option for the city, even now. But Jackson suggests those as a last resort. Early voting is underway in Illinois. Thousands of people have already cast their ballots. Election officials in Champaign County say they received more than 250 early votes during special Columbus Day hours today. In Chicago, officials say about 2,500 people voted in the first 90 minutes that polls were open, and nearly 1,100 more people voted in the Cook County suburbs. However, Macon County will not start early voting until tomorrow. County Clerk Stephen Bean says they're still pouring through what he calls the crazy number of new voter registrations. This year marks the first presidential general election to have early voting in Illinois. Early voting runs through October 30th. As the presidential election nears, the campaigns have become decidedly more negative. Amanda Vinicky spoke with a veteran campaigner who says he doesn't think that strategy is working.
Ray LaHood has plenty of experience on the campaign trail. He's won seats in both the Illinois and U.S. House and served as chief of staff to former Congressman Bob Michael. LaHood's retiring this year following his seventh term in Congress and says he's disappointed by the negative direction of the presidential race. LaHood is a Republican and says he's a strong backer of John McCain, but he says Barack Obama is a friend and a decent fellow who's had things said about him that are absolutely not true. LaHood says in the end, the harsh accusations coming from both sides will turn voters off. But LaHood says he doesn't blame McCain or Obama.
You know, a lot of this stuff is generated by a 24/7 cable news channels, by people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and other people who get on there and trash candidates.
LaHood says left to their own devices, he doesn't think McCain nor Obama would be running a negative campaign. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Farmers in 20 Indiana counties now are eligible for low-interest emergency farm loans from the Federal Farm Service Agency because of severe storms from remnants of Hurricane Ike last month. The Indiana State Department of Agriculture says President Bush has given primary disaster designations to six counties. They are Harrison, Jefferson, Jennings, LaPorte, Lake, and Porter. 14 counties received contiguous disaster declarations. Bartholomew, Clark, Crawford, Decatur, Floyd, Jackson, Jasper, Newton, Ripley, St. Joseph, and Scott, Stark, Switzerland, and Washington counties in Indiana. Farmers in the 20 counties may contact their local Farm Service Agency office for further information on emergency loans. The agency weighs factors such as losses, available security, and the ability to repay. It's 533.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering a wide selection of guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs of every size and color combination, from new to antique, to complement any decor. Eastern Rug Gallery, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign.
We had mostly cloudy skies across central Illinois today, although there were some partly sunny skies to the east and some scattered sprinkles to the west. Temperatures reached the mid to upper 70s by mid-afternoon, some 80-degree readings south of I-80. A cold front will push southeast across the Mississippi Valley tonight and early tomorrow before becoming nearly stationary from the Ohio Valley to Oklahoma. The front will be accompanied by scattered showers. Best chances for those across Missouri and Iowa. Better rain chances in Illinois will develop tomorrow night and Wednesday as low pressure develops across the plains and moves northeast across the Midwest. There'll be cooler temperatures spreading across the Midwest behind this front, except near the Ohio River. However, the arrival of a second front later in the month will bring even cooler air for the entire region. Let's take a look now at the Champaign-Urbana area weather forecast. Meteorologist Ed Kieser is forecasting mostly cloudy skies for tonight, the low around 60, south to southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of a few passing showers, the high 72, west to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy with a chance of a few showers tomorrow night, the low 54, and Wednesday cloudy with periods of rain, the high around 70. 76 degrees right now outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. It's 5:35. I'm Jim Meadows for AM 580 News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. Senator John McCain campaigned in Virginia and North Carolina today, two states that haven't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate in decades, but where polls show Barack Obama is even with John McCain or slightly ahead. McCain, who's trailing Obama both in national polls and other key battleground states, acknowledged his underdog status today. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the McCain campaign and joins us now from Wilmington, North Carolina. Scott,